let's take a little break from politics, shall we?
To the Cow Palace in San Francisco come 20,000 spectators for the grand finale of the Grand National Rodeo.
The Grand National Rodeo has brought livestock shows, team roping, and bull riding to San Francisco since the 1940s. But most of the spectators probably don't know that one man has produced this and nearly every other rodeo in California for 50 years. He can really say, this isn't my first. Cotton Rosser is the owner of the Flying U Rodeo Company, a rodeo legend. Lacey Jane Roberts of Here Now contributor KQED caught up with him at the Monterey County Fair.
Next to the tent where local 4-H kids are showing off their prize-winning pigs, the rodeo arena stands empty. It's 2 hours before showtime, and workers are bustling around the backstage area getting ready. Cotton Rosser doesn't bustle around much anymore. He's 89 years old. Right now, he holds court on a plastic patio chair, dressed in a turquoise pearl snap shirt and a big white hat.
No, fine, thank you. How are you guys? How'd the sale go? The loveliest people are in rodeos. They do it because they love it. And it's a Western way of life, and they love the animals and the horses and the outdoors. And the atmosphere of rodeos, it's just barbecue and fun.
Cotton has been honored by nearly every cowboy, rodeo, or rancher Hall of Fame there is. But he was actually born a city kid in Long Beach in 1928. He grew up reading cowboy books and watching westerns.
Oh, yeah, Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Hopalong Cassidy.
Cassidy's too much of a man to shoot in the back. Come on.
Oh, I want to be a cowboy my whole life, yeah.
Cotton was barely a teenager when he got a job on a ranch on Catalina Island. It was World War II, and school was only in session half the day.
Well, they had 3,000 cattle over there. Wrigley did. Wrigley Chewing Gum. They owned the island at the time, and I worked over there as a kid. I cleaned stalls, and I cleaned the manure, and they'd let me ride a donkey named Jack.
He graduated from donkeys to bulls and saddle broncs and started entering amateur rodeo events. By the time he was a student at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, he turned pro. He competed in all the big rodeos.
Cow Palace, Las Vegas, Reno, Calgary Stampede, all the rodeos, Cheyenne, Pendleton.
He even won the all-around cowboy title at the Grand National in 1951. Then, in 1955, he was working on his ranch north of Sacramento and had a run-in with a post-hole digger that broke both his legs and ended his career as a national rodeo competitor.
Best thing that ever happened to me, so I quit.
He quit competing, and he bought the Flying U Rodeo Company.
There's been songs written about it.
I was snapping out broncs for the old Flying U. At 40 a month, a plump good buckaroo.
He started his career putting on rodeos and breeding and raising animals for events all over the West. That was 1956. Today, Flying U is the oldest continually operating stock contracting company in the United States. Cotton says he kept the company going through changes in the sport.
You might do some good at the big rodeo.
When I started, the rodeos were, they had 5 events. They didn't have girls barrel racing. A lot of them didn't have team roping.
And sometimes, it seemed like they were running out of rodeo fans. To bring more people to the arena, they had to get creative.
Oh, Monterey, California, it is Saturday night, it is go time, are you ready? Oh, wait, that was terrible. Let's try this one more time. Monterey, are you ready? Let me hear.
Cotton calls Flying U's new rodeos showdios. Mixed in with the bull riding and team roping are t-shirt cannons, rock and roll, and freestyle motocross.
To what we call the sideline.
And in recent years, Cotton says these new attractions have boosted attendance. That includes the Grand National Rodeo at the Cow Palace in San Francisco.
That's the daddy of them all. Last year, we broke a 10-year record on the attendance, and it went real well, and the Cow Palace is on the way back.
Kelly Ferreira works at the Cow Palace, and he's known Cotton Rosser for 30 years.
Everybody knows him. Yeah, he's an absolute legend.
Cotton no longer runs things quite like he used to. In the past several years, his son, Reno Rosser, has taken the reins of the Flying U Rodeo Company. Cotton says the business is a family affair, and there's no question he's going to stay involved.
People catch up with you if you slow down. No, I love what I do, and I love going, and I'll be on a horse and be a big shot.
Not that Cotton can be missed. He's the old cowboy on horseback circling the arena, wearing the big white hat. For Here and Now, I'm Lacey Jane Roberts.